It's Monday, February 27th, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. You can feel it all over. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was Walker Kong's song, The Executioner Song. It's from a 2001 album called There Goes the Sun, and I friggin' love it. It's a great album. Almost everything on it, you're listening to it, and you're like, man, this could be from the 90s. Is this band from the 90s? I think this is a 90s band, right? It's from the early 90s, mid-90s? Yeah, it's the 90s. No, it's not. It's from 2001. That's when There Goes the Sun came out. He does have a new album, or a newer album, that came out in 2004 called Transparent Life, which, you know, not as good as There Goes the Sun. So if you like that song, you should check out the rest of the stuff by him, but start with There Goes the Sun and then graduate on to Transparent Life once you already like him a lot. All right, up next, it's a band out of Portland, Oregon. Of course, that's where everything involving Rob Crow is out of. Rob Crow, you may know him. Even if you don't know his name, he's the vocalist for Pinback. Huh? Does that ring a bell? Pinback? You've heard him on The Sounds in My Head before. What about Thingy? Huh? What about them? They're like a crappy Pinback. Huh? You heard of them? Well, this other band is called Optagonally Yours. Optagonally Yours is pretty darn fine. Check this song out. It's called Geppetto. It's from their 2002 album called Exclusively Talent Maker, and you're going to like it. It's pretty solid stuff. Check it out. Optagonally Yours, Rob Crow and the gang out of Portland doing Geppetto. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
Has cost American taxpayers $250 billion. Some might point out that $250 billion is slightly more than the pre-war estimate that we were given from the Bush administration.
You're not suggesting that the rebuilding of Iraq is going to be done for $1.7 billion?
Well, in terms of the American taxpayers' contribution, I do. The American part of this will be $1.7 billion. We have no plans for any further on funding for this.
Okay, so $250 billion versus $1.7. Now, I realize that $1.7 billion sounds a lot less, but remember, that gentleman was talking in 2003 dollars, back when a tuna sandwich only cost 0.3 of a penny. But if $250 billion is too hard to wrap your head around, try this number, 2083. That's the dollar cost per taxpayer for the Iraq War so far. Now, I know what you're thinking, $2083. That could have allowed me to adopt many underprivileged children in third world countries, or buy an eight ball and have a night with a fancy hooker. But sleep tight, America. The government isn't taking money from your pocket. It's deficit spending. It means the United States is actually taking out long-term loans from banks and foreign governments. So don't think of it like $2,000 that you don't have. Think of it as $200,000 your grandchildren don't have. And seriously, f*** them.
Part that music had been orchestrated for urban taste.
Well, I've been locking myself up in my house for some time now, reading and writing and reading and thinking and searching for reasons and missing the seasons, the autumn, the spring, the summer, the snow, the record will stop and the record will go.
Swimming trunks and last night, New York.
because we had to. Because I loved you. Because the damned alcohol. Because whatever at all.
The song before that was a band out of New York City called Ratatat. The song's called Everest. It's from a 2004 album that was self-titled by, you know, Ratatat. And Ratatat's pretty good. It's all instrumental. It's kind of electronica meets rock and roll, like meets electronica again. It's like full circle. That's what I'm going to describe it as. And I like it pretty well, though not as well as most things I put on the show. That one's been in the queue for a long time. I was like, maybe I'll put Ratatat on. Maybe I'll put Ratatat on, and I kept not putting it on. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it on. So I did. So I hope you enjoyed that song, Everest, by Ratatat. After Ratatat was the Avett Brothers doing Talk of Indolence from their brand new album, Four Thieves Gone, The Robbinsville Sessions. It came out earlier this month. And the Avett Brothers are pretty darn fine. They're out of North Carolina, I think, and they do some really great sort of indie rock meets bluegrass kind of stuff, and I think it was fantastic. I really hope you liked Talk of Indolence, because I think that song is a standout track. You should check out the rest of the album. It's all pretty solid. And they got some live stuff. Obviously, if you can see them live, that's the way to do it, I've been told, though I haven't seen them live. Speaking of bluegrassy, westerny kind of stuff, here, we're gonna do a little song here. Willie Nelson put out a version of an old song called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. You may be familiar with that song if you're an avid listener to The Sounds of My Head, because I played Pansy Division's version of it many a moon ago. But for Valentine's Day, Willie Nelson put out a single in iTunes of his version of that song, which I think is even better than Pansy Division's. And it's a great, great song. I've always thought it was a really fabulous song. And it's the Thooper good song. I really like this song. So I didn't put it on when it first came out because, I don't know, I just put on some other cowboy song and I thought, you know, I just gotta take a step back from the cowboy stuff. But this song is great, and actually I looked in the logs of my site and so many people were searching for Willie Nelson and the Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. I thought, you know what, I just gotta put it on the show so that all these people who are searching it out will find it and they'll be able to listen to it. So here it is, Willie Nelson. Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, available exclusively in iTunes. Check it out. Links are on thesoundsofmyhead.com.
Well, there's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And a small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No, a small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. And I believe to my soul that inside every man there's the feminine. And inside every lady there's a deep manly voice loud and clear. Well, the cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones that brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboy was frequently secretly fond of each other. Say, what did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that'd love to slip out. Somebody who says what the others just whisper, and mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. So when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady there's a cowboy who wants to come out. And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that'd love to slip out.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was El Pico and Crips, both by Ratatat. Thanks for listening to The Sounds of My Head. If you like what you hear, you can leave comments on thesoundsofmyhead.com. Otherwise, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds of My Head.